The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews in with you today. It is the 12th of October. It's a Wednesday, and tomorrow is the start of the new season. Wrap around, and we're all ready to go with the PGA Tour at the Safeway Open in Silverado at Silverado Resort in Napa, California. And there had been a lot of hype around this tournament, not only because it's in a beautiful area and not only because Johnny Miller is the host and he owns the course and the resort, and Phil Mickelson and Kuchar and Paul Casey and some big-name players were going to be playing in it. Tiger Woods was going to be there. It was all about Tiger Woods. Until it wasn't about Tiger Woods. And Frank Bassett does not have to worry about maneuvering through the narrow country roads of Napa, California, although it would have been fun to do it because Tiger decided that he's going to drop out of the tournament. He's not quite ready for it. Frank, as always, joins us from the Nashville studios. And Frank, I know you were looking forward to it, as so many people were, even if you're staying home to watch on TV, to see Tiger come back after 15 months off. What was Tiger going to be like? And I guess we got our answer before we actually had to see him tee up at least even one ball, and that is his game is not where he wants it to be.
Well, he said his game was vulnerable. Vulnerable. He said that out of his mouth. So, yeah. Wow. You know, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of guessing about what's going on, but only one person knows, and that's Tiger. And we'll see. But, yeah, I was disappointed. I was looking forward to getting out to Napa, and Silverado's just gorgeous. You were there last year calling play-by-play for PGA Tour Radio and had a good time. They said they've replenished the wine cellar since you left him. So,
well, good to know.
Yeah. So I'm kind of disappointed.
I depleted it.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. You know what? I kind of needed a break. I've been on the road so much but some things happened yesterday in regard to on the road, and you don't know this yet. I haven't told you, even in pre-show. Oh. But we committed yesterday, talked with the head of Shriners International, the head of the tournament director, and the president of ARIA. So we are going to be hosted by Azalea House, AzaleaHospitality.com. Check them out. Masters and everything else you want to do, they can help you. But Azalea House, AzaleaHospitality.com is hosting us at the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open in Las Vegas the first week of November. So Vegas, baby.
Very nice.
I gave up Napa,
very
but I'm
nice.
Going to Vegas. So, and I'm going to take all the money we've made this year and parlay it into $0.
Oh, good for you. Good plan.
Yeah. Just so those year-end bonuses. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I've still got a little bit of a cold.
Yeah.
But, we're excited. I talked to them last night. Again, talked to the head of the volunteers for the tournament, the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open. And they're real excited. They said, we've never had a show come out here and do a show from our tournament. And so they were thrilled. And I said, would you please call the PGA Tour, Dave Lowe, Jason Boddy, some of those guys, Dave Desmond, and tell them how great it is to have Golf Talk America out there. Give us some kudos, too. So they're excited to have us. They're going to set us up. Aria's nice. Going to put us up. And I'm going to get that two-level
nice.
Suite with all the glass. And,
you know, sure you are. Yeah, sure.
Well, you know, how
real... Aria's actually, if I'm not mistaken, Ryan Moore. And maybe some other golfers,
it is.
Too, but I think they sponsor him. He wears their shirts.
It is, and he does, and we spoke with Aria yesterday. They're going to get him on the show, so he's going to be part of
great.
Our show. J.J. Henry will be part of our show. But outside of that, something you do know about is I'm coming to your town. We all coming to your city. Coming to your town this Sunday, Monday, for the Jordan Spieth Family Foundation Invitational Tournament. And you and I are going to be out there, and the Azalea Hospitality, again, hosting that for us and paying a lot of money to fly us all over the country, which is pretty cool. But
we'll
all be there.
Jordan's going to bring some of his friends in, too. So it'll be Jordan and some other tour players.
Zach's going to be there for sure. We know Zach, the Seymour Putter ambassador, play Seymour Putter, whatever. So, and we were thinking, I was talking to Jim Grunberg yesterday, who's the president and CEO of Seymour Putter Company, and Jim said, why don't we design and put a really nice Seymour Putter together? I'm having lunch with him today, by the way, down in Franklin, Tennessee. And we may take a Seymour putter over there and present it to Jordan just so he can put it up on his wall in his den or whatever, because, you know, he has to play the putter he plays right now. But we're thinking about doing that just as a gift. So that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. There always is, in not only on the PGA Tour, but with us here on Golf Talk America. So many things that are happening. And back to the Tiger situation him dropping out at Safeway. He's in Monterey area, and that was all part of what was happening in his world anyway, which is why he was going to be at Napa, because he was at Stanford earlier in the week at his old school. He actually played some golf. They said he hit some balls there as well. He went to the Stanford football game. He has some charitable things that he's doing in that area. He's got a thing with his foundation in the Monterey Peninsula area. So Tiger was going to be there, and he thought, it makes sense for me to just kind of go up the road a little bit to Napa and play in this tournament. But the word has come out through a lot of different sources and people that would see him. It's hard to – you could play basketball. You could do a lot of things kind of hidden. You can go to a gym and nobody's going to see. It's hard to play a little golf and nobody's going to notice you're playing golf. So if Tiger's working on his game and he's playing at any golf course, even if it's private, you know, you don't shut down the whole course. So people are going to see, and they have seen him play. And the word is that he's struggling a little bit. And he's certainly struggling in his short game, his chipping. And we remember, if you go back a couple of years, when he's come back in the previous – incarnations of him coming back.
Brutal.
He had a really tough time around the greens, and apparently it's still there.
Well, he was, yesterday he was hosting an invitational, a charity tournament at Monterey Peninsula Country Club, and he was out hitting balls, and they said he looked pretty good, but pretty good isn't good enough on the PGA Tour for sure. So he was out hitting balls at Monterey Peninsula Country Club, but I guess not ready for prime time, so to speak.
Well, and it tells you, nobody likes to use the word yips, but it brings into a lot of golfers, whether you're an amateur or some of the top pros. Johnny Miller and some great golfers have had a hard time with yips, and it always seems to come as you get a little bit older, and now Tiger's 40, and that's an age where it could start to creep in. It never really usually happens to anybody if they're Jordan Spieth's age or Rory's age for whatever reason, but suddenly your head kind of gets twisted around when you get a little bit older, and it's either your putter or oftentimes it's also your wedges. Sometimes it's your driver, and Ian Baker Finch could talked about that you can't find a fairway. You hit the ball 100 yards left, 100 yards right. So it can happen with, I guess, any club, but it's usually a short game. And if that's going on with Tiger, we've seen Vijay Singh work through it. And how many different grips did Vijay have chipping and putting with he even chips with his left hand low. I mean, when he's chipping, he's done a lot of different things to try to just get the ball on the green. It's almost incapacitating, Frank. I mean, and I've had some my own issues with it, and there's nothing on the line. It's nothing at all like the pros have to deal with. Like, that's my livelihood. And it's just so frustrating because you're going – it's even more frustrating because I'm going, I've got nothing to play for. I don't have people watching me. I don't have dollars on the line, and I can't hit a nice chip shot 20 yards. So I end up putting it or hitting a hybrid, bunting it up there.
Why don't you just go ahead and say shank, too, since you started down this road of yips and shanks? And good. I'm not going to play today now. Forget it. I don't even want to swing a club. I'm scared to death. You know, we were talking in pre-show this morning about people getting over the ball, not being able to putt or not being able to chip, freezing. But, when that putts for $500,000 or $250,000 or whatever to win the tournament or the tour championship, it would be hard to putt or chip. If it were our own money we were gambling for, I couldn't pull the putter head back. I'd just die right there, and they'd have to spread my ashes. But, it's bad news, and it's happened to a bunch of guys. Kevin Na went through it a couple of years ago where he couldn't even pull the trigger and was really heckled at the Players' Championship by the Jacksonville crowd. And I love that town. I lived there a lot of years. But we don't need to be heckling these guys. These guys have a lot of pressure on them. I know we sound like we're babying them, but we're not. I mean, there's a lot of pressure when you're out there.
And you have to remember, too, when Tiger came back, and again, there's a whole different world. Tiger set the bar extremely high, higher than anybody but Nicklaus, quite honestly. So to know that at his peak, he's winning 40% of the tournaments he would enter, he would win 6, 7, 10 tournaments. That's a heck of a high standard that you're trying to. So to just come back and try to make cuts is like such a different level of expectation for Tiger and fans of Tiger. And I think that's got to just add pounds of pressure to what's already there, thinking people are going to be watching me. Oh, and they not only expect me to, be able to make pars and birdies, they expect me to challenge for the championship in every tournament I'm in. And
well, he did that
there. And he's going to have to, at some point, I think, just bite the bullet, play in some tournaments, probably look bad, but work through that rust and work through that, well, that head game that he's going through.
Go get in some money games. Go get into some money games with DJ and Ricky and some of those guys when they're not playing. Just go to your country club and throw a couple of grand down and go after it. But, you know, Tiger set that bar. Tiger said he doesn't enter a tournament. He said this over and over and over again. He doesn't enter a tournament unless he expects to win it. So when that level of expectation is set that high, it's tough when your game's not on. Now, my dad always told me, confidence breeds competence. So if you're not confident, you're not going to be competent. And I think that's what he's going through. I mean, my opinion, which is worth about what it just you paid for it just now. but I do, you know. But all these, everybody on Golf Channel and every show you're on, ESPN, everywhere, they're all coming up with, well, is it his family? Is it this? Is it that? Is it this? Nobody knows. Only Tiger knows. And I believe, in my humble opinion, that it's confidence in his game. I really believe that he doesn't feel like he can compete at that level right now, so he doesn't want to go out there and embarrass himself.
And so the question is, and we talked to Steve Johnson, and we bring him up a lot because he's very familiar with Tiger during the Hank Haney era. And with Steve Johnson, he has said, you know what, there's nothing that's going to be solved with Tiger in his game until he can commit to practicing as much as he needs to practice. Now, he's a teacher, and of course, like most teachers, coaches, they want you to practice. And sometimes that's not what
too much
the player wants to do. But he's saying he's got to hit some golf balls. And he, of course, was accurate in saying during the week of the Ryder Cup, when he should have been preparing for the Safeway Open, he was a vice captain, which was fine and good, but he wasn't doing what you would do to normally get ready for a golf tournament. And he wasn't hitting before that. We've heard that he hasn't hit. So you can't really expect, at least Tiger's got to come to the reality, that even if you're Tiger Woods, you can't just put the bags in a closet for a year, bring them back out, hit a few balls and play a few rounds and go, hey, I'm ready to go. It's got to be that dedication. Yep. And that's the question. With the family growing up and kids having commitments and all the other things that are happening in his world, like it does in so many golfers' world, are you committed? Are you going to go out there and hit 500 golf balls today? Are you going to play 36 holes? Are you going to do it again tomorrow? And then the next, it may not be in the cards for him. Tiger may not be at that stage where he wants to be able to commit like that. And if he doesn't, because you remember when he was also having the problems with the short game, people were speculating if he had driver yips, because remember he was missing fairways, Frank, by like another fairway. He wasn't just missing 20 yards left and 20 yards right. He would be, Jordan Spieth has troubles with it right now. He'd be Jordan Spieth like on steroids, because it would like clear everything and be in the other fairway or in a creek. You'd be like, oh my God, you missed it 50 yards right. That's a big miss, right? So it's a lot of stuff.
Sounds like a
book. It's going to be really interesting.
That sounds like a book. The big miss. Hey, let's get out of here for a second. Take a quick break. Reset the systems. And we got a little internet issue going on here, as we do from time to time on Golf Talk America, and every other show has that. So get us out of here for a second, Tim, and we'll come right back.
Okay. All right, we'll come back. I'm gonna tell you how good the Cubs were. I gotta get my Cubs in there. What happened to them? They move on. We'll talk about that when we come back to Golf Talk America. Stay with us. Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett talking about here on Wednesday the start of the Safeway Open, start of the new season, starting tomorrow. Thursday at the Silverado Resort in Napa, Tiger will not be there because he has decided his game is not where he wants it to be and ready to compete with some of the top golfers. Frank, a great tweet from Stephen Bowditch, who's definitely struggled over the last year.
Poor guy. Yeah.
Oftentimes having a hard time breaking 80. And he tweeted, he said, hey, Tiger, if you want to feel better about and get your confidence about your game, come play with me.
Oh, God.
which is cold, but it's very true. He struggled, and he said, well, compared to me, Tiger, you're going to be in good shape.
Well, the first sign of healing is admitting to yourself that something's wrong. So maybe Stephen is, you know, being light about it. Maybe that'll turn him around. I hope so. He's a good guy. Really like him. And you know his wife well. Worked with her in TV and Amanda Bowditch. So good people. We want to see Stephen come back. Hey, earlier you were talking about Steve Johnson. We didn't say, and for those listeners who don't know, well, you should know if you're listening to the show who Steve Johnson is. Steve Johnson is the managing partner for Hank Haney Golf and was side by side with Hank all those years with Tiger. Still is the managing partner of Hank Haney Golf, and and is going to give me a lesson next week when I get to Dallas at the Hank Haney Ranch. So I can't wait for that.
Yes, he is.
He's going to say, sell your clubs and get off the course. That's what he'll tell me. But no, it's sad that we're not doing this week. But again,
yeah, I know.
Again, we got a lot going on with the Jordan Spieth event that we'll be we were invited to and we'll be at next week. First couple of days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, really event Monday, Tuesday, and then come back, take a quick break, and then get ready and reload and go out the first week of November to the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open in Las Vegas, baby. Can't wait to do that one. Yeah. That's going to be fun. Now, here's the deal. Azalea Hospitality, who hosts us at these tournaments, they really sponsor our road show. They want to do Tiger's first tournament. And I will tell you that there's a lot of excitement in my house that his first tournament will possibly be in the Bahamas. So...
As it's scheduled right now, that's what he's saying. That's the next one he's going to play in. So that doesn't change. Yeah.
So what are our significant others, our sweethearts, going to say when you and I fly to the Bahamas for the week?
Work.
Oh, it's just work. Come back with a tan.
Nothing we can do about it. Oh, it's just horrible what we have to put up with.
Oh, it is terrible being terrible. In this business. I just hate it.
Yeah.
But hey, by the way, we didn't mention congratulations to Dustin Johnson, a well-deserved player of the year. And he still said in his interview yesterday that he's 1 out of 10 in his game. He's about a 7.5 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Well, he is one of those guys, Frank, that when he's on, not necessarily Tiger-esque because that's very unique, but if he's on, you kind of think most guys are playing for second place. Rory's kind of like that. Day is like that.
Yeah.
I guess Spieth too, although it seems like Spieth didn't have his A game all year long. But with the distance that these guys can bring, not Spieth, but the other guys, with their distance, their short games coming together like Dustin's has and like Rory's, they're almost unbeatable. When you're taking par fives and it's driver 7-iron and it's
crazy.
Almost 600 yards, it's crazy how good they can be. So that's Dustin, and by the way, he won 3 tournaments during the year, including, of course, a major, U.S. Open, and the BMW Championship and the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational. So he won 3 big tournaments.
And actually
had a very, very impressive year.
Yeah, and actually had the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup taken out of his hands. His fingerprints were almost on it, and it was just
millions
jerked
of dollars
away.
Slipping through, just like you and I in Vegas, millions of dollars will slip right through our hands.
I'm telling you, baccarat table, buddy. There we go. The roulette wheel. That's a lot more. The odds are better. Yeah, there's a lot going on. This is it. This is the start of the 2016-2017 season, and a lot of great events. Some new events out there are changed names events. New sponsors on the PGA Tour. A lot of excitement. But I go back to the fact, that talking to the head of the Shriners yesterday, they are so excited that we're going to be there. So that's good to have a sponsor excited that you're going to do your show. They said, we've never had a live show done from our tournament. So that's going
to
be good.
Plenty of people to talk to, including Vegas people. That would be really cool. But we'll also have some golfers that will be out there and to join us. So when you're on location, it's just so much different. You're right there. You can touch and feel. Like you at the BMW a few weeks ago at the Ryder Cup, you can actually touch and feel the environment, what's going on, and I'll use your word, the electricity that you get when you're at a live event, a live tournament. It's very, very different. So
do you think we could get Wayne Newton on?
Yeah, I think at this stage Wayne will do almost anything. So we could probably get
Wayne then on. Of course the other one is Donnie Marie, I think, are still doing their show out there, and boy, could we get Marie on?
Holy, look at you. Is that supposed to draw audience?
Marie Osmond.
Marie.
Well, Marie Osmond, come on. She's beautiful.
Let's get Brittany. Let's get Brittany. Brittany's out there. We'll get Brittany.
Is Brittany out there?
Yeah.
Oh, we could just have a road show.
Caesar's show or something.
The Golf Talk America live from Caesar's Palace, too. Well, I shouldn't say that. We'll be staying at the Aria. So we should promote Aria. Thank you very much. And Ryan Moore.
And we will.
It's going to be fun. So what's on your table this week? I mean, you're doing a bunch of spots on the air and running around.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of stuff here locally with CBS Radio, and I've got to go play in a charity tournament for a very, very good cause, a school for kids that struggle. And so I've got to play in a tournament today. And we've got a lot of things that are happening. I've got to give props. I mentioned it before we took a break. I've got to give props to my Cubs and also slam my head against the wall because I gave up on them in the 8th inning. The Cubs were looking bad. They're down 5-2.
Went to bed.
The Giants. In game 4, I went to bed.
You're a real fan, Tim.
I know.
Geez.
And by God, they score 4 runs in the 9th inning and win it 6-5. Cubbies move on, and now they go to the National League Championship Series, and they'll play either the Nationals or the Dodgers, who are tied at two games apiece. So
well,
Cubbies,
you know what?
Get to the second, to the nearly to the World Series again, okay. Second year in a row. We'll see if they can do it.
Here's the war. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort is a diehard, huge Cubs fan, as are you. But a part of this show and the host of PGA Tour Radio's play-by-play coverage week in and week out is Mr. Earl Forsey, and he's a gnat. So, boy, we're going to have a battle. Let's have them both on the show some at the same time. Let's do that and just get
Earl's
a battle.
Earl's out of Washington, and he's been in D.C. for 30 years. He also, if you remember, he said he worked in Chicago like 30 years ago. He worked in Chicago a long time ago.
He did.
He has a little connection. Yeah, he has a little connection with the Cubs, which was quickly diminished when the Nationals. But for a long time, you got to remember, Washington didn't have a baseball team. So he was, you know, kind of one of those guys, had to be an Orioles fan or something. But now he's a Washington Nationals fan. And so, yeah, you're right. That'd be a great little battle we can have. Washington might not make it. I mean, we'll see. The Dodgers won it last night, 6-5, same score as the Cubs. And so they're tied up at two games apiece. We'll see. They got one last game, and that's going to be tomorrow at D.C., so I'm sure Earl's going to be very busy. But, yeah. Love to hear, because the beauty of Earl is even if things don't go the way he wants them to, he wears it on his sleeve.
Oh, he does.
Earl will throw the Nationals under the bus if they don't win game five.
You can get him worked up so fast, and there's nobody better, by the way, hosting PGA Tour play-by-play than Earl Forsey. I mean, Earl is the best, and this week he's not on our show because we're doing some abbreviated versions because we thought we'd be traveling. But I got to tell you, for our listeners, where we live, follow us at Golf Talk America on Twitter, please, and follow us on Facebook. Come after us on Facebook. It's Golf Talk America on Facebook. But on the front page of PGATour.com, where this show lives, PGATour.com/podcasts, Beef is on the front page. What to watch for in 2016, 2017, and there's Beef. I mean, the beard that made Beef famous. Oh, boy. Well, wonder what he looked like shaven. It's kind of like when Ricky Fowler cut his hair. You wouldn't, he just looked different.
Yeah, you wouldn't recognize. Those guys, it's like when you would see back in the day when Payne Stewart was playing. He would finish a tournament, and then he would go clean up. He'd come back out without his hat on.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who Payne Stewart was. Nobody knew what kind of hair he had, almost the color of his hair, if he even had hair.
Got it.
Because all they remember was his golf cap.
And his knickers, his plus fours. I have to tell you, Houston Open, I can't remember the year, but it was when it was played at the Woodlands. I played the Pro-Am. Roger Sarchet, our buddy, caddied. I would caddy for him 1 year. He would caddy for me 1 year. We'd flip-flop different tournaments. But this year we were out there at the Pro-Am and went to dinner over at Papacito's, which is across from the Woodlands, and sitting at the table next to us and nice lizard boots and starched blue jeans and a white starched polo shirt was Payne Stewart. And you're right. We recognize him because we're around him without those knickers.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say it that way. We're around him in a different style of clothing.
Right.
Without the knickers. Boy, how sorely is he missed. I don't even want to go down that path.
Yeah,
what a great player. Anyway, it's been fun this morning, abbreviated version of Golf Talk America, but it's always good to hang with you.
Yeah, we'll get back together with everybody again. We do appreciate everybody joining us and for at least letting us give you an update on what's going on with congratulations again to DJ. And no Tiger, not this week, and maybe not again until December, but we'll keep you updated as that progresses. And we'll talk to you more about the Safeway Open next time you join us. So on behalf of Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us, everybody, and we'll see you right here again next time on Golf Talk America.